Welcome to the podcast.
Podcast.
Did maybe people think that I was Siri just then? Because that was my Siri voice. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're trialing something new where we don't play the little opener thing because we don't like
it. I like it.
Oh, sorry. I'm speaking for myself then. I don't like it. It's not peppy enough.
Coming up on the show. I liked it. Anyway.
Did you? Oh, I can play it for you, Taz. Here you go.
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't play that anymore. Maybe we just go, hello, hello, hello. Podcast, podcast, podcast.
Oh, I don't know if that's great either. We'll speedball it.
Bring that down. Hello, hello.
No.
You're talking into the void at the moment.
Yeah, but we don't want to be in the void. We want to be in people's eardrums.
We want to play this podcast. We are on the eve of being lemonade stand entrepreneurs. So a lot of our show is lemonade chat.
Yeah. I've tried to space it out a little bit so you don't get lemonade, lemonade, lemonade. You get some very important information about Bonza.
Should that be our slogan for tomorrow's lemonade stand? Lemonade, lemonade, lemonade.
Tomorrow will be very lemonade-y. In fact, there won't be a podcast tomorrow because we're out of office.
Left a sour taste in my mouth.
No, oh, thank you. No, we're not doing lemonade puns tomorrow.
Play the show.
No.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
That is Dasher with Austin on 91.9 CFM. That's a new one. We are Ellie and Taz.
Super catchy.
Yeah, it is.
Super catchy.
A little bit country, a little bit pop, a little bit good song. You heard it here first.
That's, I would say all good song.
All good song. Yeah. So true. Hey, Tazzy, you and I over the last few weeks have been really collecting a lot of new friends. And I'm not talking about our secret club, which you can join on Instagram, by the way, if you want to. You can see live footage of us squeezing lemons. But just a whole bunch of people.
It's better than she makes out, that video. It is better than she makes out.
A whole bunch of people in the Sunny Coast seem to be winning money lately.
Oh, yes. Our Landsborough friend down in Landsborough, he won 50 mil.
Yep.
About a month and a half ago. Still haven't heard from him. He's left us on red.
Bizarre that he hasn't reached out.
Crazy.
We've called him out like six times on the radio.
Little shout outs. He's out for free, buddy.
Oh, and then last week we heard of someone else winning like 150K.
From Maroochydore.
Yep, at Maroochydore, was it RSL? It was one of the Maroochydore places that offer Keno.
It was a Keno win. Yeah.
Yep.
They still have left us on red as well, but they're friends of the show. Best friends.
Absolutely.
Besties.
They're top tier friends. Now,
Mikasa Sukasa kind of thing, you know, if we go over to their place.
Mate, I am moving house this week. I've got a spare room. Landsborough man gets first dibs, followed by the Maroochydore couple, followed by this couple who over the weekend were visiting the Sunny Coast from the Gold Coast for their wedding anniversary. They went to the Moolabar Surf Club.
Great.
And as they always do on their anniversary, they thought they'd play a little Keno using the same numbers they use every year. $2.6 million.
Wowza. Do you think they were sitting there as they won it?
Yeah.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah.
So there were people eating food at the Moolabar Surf Club.
Yep.
Oh, great palmy. Look over. Somebody's just won $2.2 million.
Literally, the quote is, we were having a lovely dinner and celebrating our wedding anniversary over the sunset when our lucky numbers went off. We immediately went numb. I wouldn't go numb. I'd be, hey!
You'd be going, espresso martinis for the whole venue.
So to that couple, welcome to our friendship group.
Yep.
We hang out
besties. Heaps. Yeah.
If you want to give us a call, I'll give you my direct number. It's 04.
Totally.
I mean, maybe call the studio first.
If you want my bank account details, it's 95.
PSB and account number. Use code Ellie Cheney.
Maybe they want to shout us lunch.
Oh, I'll just take the lobster.
I would if I was friends with someone like that.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, I think we've said enough. I think we've come across desperate enough. CFM, let's play some Nickelback.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
So we're not feeling too good today with the news that Bonza has entered voluntary administration. They've been troubled for a while now, which sucks because knowing that that Bonza was coming to the Sunny Coast over the last couple of years has just been so exciting.
I was going to say it's massive. It puts us on the map, really, because we're so used to being that smaller brother to Brisbane and we have to drive. Everybody has to go down to Brisbane to fly, whereas this kind of made wherever you wanted to go an option from the Sunny Coast.
Absolutely. A lot of passengers have been stranded today because flights got cancelled.
Based here, lots of staff here. Like it was just overall amazing for the Sunny Coast.
Yeah, so will this be the end of Bonza? That's the question everyone's asking now. Laura Turner from Channel 9 joins us right now. Hi, Laura.
Good afternoon, Ellie and Taz.
Now, what's the latest on this situation?
Well, the latest is, as you just mentioned, that they have in the last hour gone into voluntary administration. They did, their 777 Partners, who is their sort of financial backer in Miami, did have Corda Mensa in over the last month looking at their accounts. So this has been rumoured to have been sort of happening for a while now, but we understand this afternoon they have employed another firm to be those in charge of this voluntary administration. So it certainly doesn't look good. And those we've talked to in the industry today have said, you know, it's always really hard for new carriers to enter the Australian market, especially because, you know, it's so dominated by the big two and the others sort of really struggle to make ends meet. And this is what we're seeing yet again.
And so what does it mean for the immediate future of Bonza? You know, people who are listening right now who've got flights scheduled.
Yeah, well, immediately they've cancelled all flights today. And if you go onto the website, you cannot book a flight from now on.
Wow.
You know, some people have said that you know, they've been told they've got a flight credit. But if Bonza has no money, that credit means absolutely nothing. Perhaps if you booked it with a credit card, you might be able to claw some of that money back. Because you have not been provided with the goods or service that you know paid for. Mm-hmm. But as we saw with Ansett back in 2001, these sorts of things, you know, it can take so long to fight for, you know, to get back that money you spent. And as you guys mentioned, it has been such a boon for smaller places, mm-hmm. To connect people who had felt like they were in the wilderness. Places like Mildura in Victoria, you know, $49 flight. Mm-hmm. Those people are now left in the wilderness having to pay $600, $700, $800, even $1,000 return on Qantas for a 1 hour flight.
Yeah.
And those are the people who right now today are turning up to gates to find there's no one there.
This takes me right back to COVID when the borders were changing and people were getting credits for flights and yada yada.
Yep.
Are any of the other airlines helping us out, Laura, helping out Bonza?
They are,
at all?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Virgin were the first ones to put their hand up today and say, you know, if you're a Bonza passenger, contact us, come to the desk in the airport, give us a call, and any free seats we have, you can travel on for free. And we saw a woman, you know, who was travelling this morning. She'd been up since 3 a.m. Her father had died in Gladstone in Queensland, and she was desperately trying to get to him, and her flight was cancelled.
Oh,
so, you know, this woman's grieving, trying to get to her grieving family. What should have been a two-hour flight turns out that it took her all day. But it was I think it was Virgin and Jetstar that came to the party for her and got her there.
Yeah.
It just made what was a painful journey really, really hard for her. So, you know, small glimmers of silver linings in terms of the other airlines coming to the party. But I think the consumers will always lose in this situation, won't we? We'll end up paying more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yuck.
Laura Turner from Channel 9 and 9 Now, thank you so much for joining us. You can catch her at 6 p.m.
guys.
Tonight. And thoughts go out to everyone involved with Bonza, because there will be a lot of staff here on the sunny coast.
Totally.
Who, you know, may be out of jobs.
It's life changing and not in a good way for, I would say hundreds, if not thousands of people. And anyone that's got those tickets booked in a couple of weeks, or you're looking forward to flying here, or you're going to the Whitsundays or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a pain. It's annoying.
It sucks. Well, thoughts go out to all of you.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
I often get angry at Brooke from The Big Breakfast with Foz and Brooke because she leaves this side of the C studio a mess.
Oh, does she?
I want to apologise because we can't see the desk right now. We are in the middle. This is a factory over here.
Yeah.
There is a running line. We are making lemonade live because we're selling it tomorrow.
It hurts to hear that many Sunny Coast kids are going to school without food in their bags or their tummies. Inclusive Kids are here to help with their Fuel for School food program.
Yeah, we have been squeezing lemons for 24 hours because tomorrow we're selling them. $2.50 gets you a lemonade And all the proceeds, 100% of those proceeds, yep, go towards inclusive kids and getting food in the bellies of kids on the sunny coast who need it.
I'm going to debunk easy peasy lemon squeezy right now because nothing about this is easy.
So true.
Difficult, difficult lemon squeezy is what it should be. This has been days and days of work.
We just didn't think it through.
We're days behind.
We got the lemons donated from Hayden and the team at Fruit Lovers Market on Wises Road.
How do kids do it and sell it for 50 cents?
Right.
Could
we have just said, hey, Hayden, do you mind giving us the lemons but pre-squeezing them? Like, surely they've got like a factory grade one there, right?
Well, we've got, luckily, Phoebe from our digital team has brought in an electric juicer, which we're using at the moment. We're about halfway through our lemons. We've got 24 hours up our sleeve. We haven't even tested a recipe.
I know. It's concerning, but hey, all good things happen late, Taz.
That's right.
That's a procrastinator's motto.
Last minute. So tomorrow, hopefully, we'll see you there at Alex Surf Club. $2.50 will get you one of these bad boys.
In the meantime, we do need to perfect this recipe this afternoon. So that is where we're turning to you, the people of the Sunny Coast. Yesterday we got advice from Poe from MasterChef.
Yep.
She said, you know, chuck a little bit of food colouring in to make it pink lemonade.
Oh, have you got the food colouring?
Nah, we need to get that. Oh. But I want to put the call out, 545-11919. To anyone who's ever made homemade lemonade,
yep,
or anyone who's ever had a lemonade stand, give us some tips.
Yep.
From recipes to how we should be serving it to pricing. I mean, we've agreed on $2.50 because that's what the Inclusive Kids Power Packs cost.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe if they say we should do a 3-for-5 deal or something, we could look into that.
10-for-6 or whatever it is. Let's go to the phones. From Parisian, he's one of our favourites, Rod. Good afternoon.
Hey, legends, how's it going?
Hello, Rodney. We're good, thank you. Tell us, have you got some tips on how to make good homemade lemonade?
I don't, but I've got my nan's recipe, what she used to do.
Hang on, we're not ready for this.
Good old nan's recipe. It's always good. So she used to have a lemon tree out back, so what she used to have is cold soda water from like Coles.
Yeah.
Bit of soda water, bit of lemonade juice, and a bit of sugar. That was all she used.
Lemonade juice, soda water and sugar. So she didn't even melt the sugar into sugar syrup because I may or may not have spent hours last night melting sugar syrup together.
Not that I know of, but I could be wrong. I don't know if Nan's full recipe. She did it all in the kitchen. So, but from what I knew, it was just sugar straight in and she'd just stir it in.
That's a good hot tip. That's made me think.
Were you a kid when you first had it, Rod? So was she making it for you when you were a young?
Yeah, and then she'd make fresh lemon meringue pie with the lemons as well. Oh, Nan's lemon meringue pie.
Oh. We're struggling to make lemonade at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll do
that. Don't make us whip up that meringue thing. That's very difficult.
I wish you luck with all the lemons, guys. I might bring a client down to come buy one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, please do. Between 3 and 6, we will be serving them in exchange for $2.50 donations at Alex Surf Club.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Little question for you, Chaney. How many volcanoes are there in Antarctica? I would have said zero until about an hour ago.
I mean, active volcanoes, Taz? Because I'd say there's no active volcanoes in Antarctica. There might be some dormant ones.
There is 140 volcanoes with about 10 of them active in Antarctica.
Really?
And scientists have just found out that a particular volcano is erupting at the moment, Mount Erebus.
Ah, the old Erebus.
The old Erebus. Apparently, the article did say it's the most well-known, and I went, well, it's still not known.
Ah, well, that's what you take to get from the airport to the city in most countries, the Erebus.
Good one. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
If you go to the edge of Mount Erebus and it starts erupting, it's spitting out gold.
Head over there.
Scientists have just worked out that the lava that it's spitting out is actually breaking apart when it hits the ground. It's firing these cannonballs of lava into the air. They're hitting the ground, going boosh, and just firing gold everywhere. About $6,000 to $7,000 worth of gold a day is just being thrown out of the volcano in Antarctica.
So when are we booking flights?
Yeah, when are we taking the Erebus?
I know Bonza is having a rough time right now, but could they get us to Antarctica?
Bonza
got a couple of spare planes.
Mildura, Darwin, Antarctica. Let's add that to the list.
Wowza. Gold.
It's a little fact for the day.
That, I like that little fact. Any fact that can make me rich is a fact for me.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
Vandal time.
And a great prize this afternoon for you, Sunny Coast. Jet. They're going to be here at the Sunshine Coast. The Jet Get Born 20th anniversary tour is at the station. Tickets are on sale now. We have a double pass to give away. How this works, we're going to play layers of a song. Ellie and I don't know the answer either. If you can beat us though, 545-11919. And if you do get it correct and you're the first one to do so, you and a friend will be going to Jet.
Yeah, and the song that's being played in Bandle today is from around Jet's era, the year 2000. So if they're 20 years old, yeah, it's close by.
Yeah.
So let's play layer by layer. We know that it's had 203 YouTube views, which is not...
203 oh,
sorry,
YouTube views.
203 million.
Okay. Is it a song that you made when you were? It was 2000?
It's my uni assignment, yep.
Yeah.
All right, medium difficulty too. So this one could take a while. 545-11919 if you know it. Here's the drums. Oh, I feel like it's R&B.
Ooh. All right, 545-11919. When you know it, give us a call. You and a friend are going to Jet.
I've got an idea.
Oh, get
that I don't know.
No, you don't have an idea. Do I hate you when we play this game? You are crazy good.
It's it wouldn't be Savage Garden. I'll be your dream, I'll be... Because I feel like this is an American game.
Savage Garden from...
It's from the first beat, you know? But I don't think it is. My other thought was Spice Girls.
Hit us with another layer.
Okay. Oh, I do know this one. Those two guesses were incorrect. Banger.
545-11919. Ellie is going to be smug until you get it, Sunny Coast. Hit us with another layer.
Okay, all right, let's go. Strings and synth.
You can hear the cocky in her voice, can't you?
But I could be wrong. Nah. We need to start playing this song again.
I think I know what it is too. Okay,
we need
another layer.
Start lineup. Playing this song again, Taz. We need to have a word to the music department.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, let's go to the phones. Lucky line one from Mountain Creek. Is this Cassie?
Hello, this is Cassie.
Okay, Cassie, you haven't played Bandle today already. You don't already know the answer. You're playing along with us live?
No, playing along live.
It's an honesty system, this game. What do you think it is, Cassie?
Is it NSYNC? It's going to be me.
That's what I think too. I'm guessing that now. I'm putting it in. It's going to be me. Oh, this is the worst part.
What do you mean it's the worst part?
Hang on. NSYNC. NSYNC.
Oh, suspense.
Suspense is.
I know.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It sure is.
I never get this one. Oh! I never can.
You've
well done,
done
it. Cassie.
How good.
No.
Amazing.
And do you know what? How fitting. Because tomorrow it is gonna be May.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tomorrow
we'll make lemonade for ya.
Throw lemons on a blade for ya.
We're doing our lemonade stand.
We sure are. It's been a long time coming. Benny on Friday. He came onto the show and he said, look, you're going to be doing something Wednesday afternoon. Raise as much as you can for inclusive kids. So all of this lunacy that's happening in the C studio is all for a good cause.
So we've been squeezing lemons for the past 2 days.
My arm is so sore.
Last night I boiled up a whole bunch of batches of sugar syrup to make it nice and swoosh.
Yes.
And you went and got some soda water. So yep. We've got the ingredients.
We do. And we talked to Poe from MasterChef yesterday. Mm. She said a little bit of soda water, as you say, and pink food colouring, just to give it that little bit of pizzazz.
So we currently have filled the studio, I should say, with members of our office, Phoebe, Selena and Nushka. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Now, we've brought you in. We've torn you away from your day jobs to be our official taste testers today, okay? Because we have not tried the lemonade yet. This is the inaugural taste of the Ellie and Taz lemonade stand. So we need your truest feedback, okay?
We've got an hour to make changes. So whatever you do, make sure that it's a quick fix, all right?
All right, Tazzy, you're on the assembly line.
Yes.
So can you please add one cup of sugar syrup? That seems like a lot. This
sugar
is to make
syrup
a jug.
First.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's chuck that in.
One cup.
Hang yep. on. It seems like a lot of sugar. When I was making the sugar syrup, I really dissolved a lot in.
Okay.
So it should be nice and sweet.
Please don't spill anything or our tech will be really upset. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of tech around me right now.
Can you also please put one cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice, which has been squeezed by hand by Ellie and Taz. More so Taz, I will say that you did.
Thank you. I was going to say, I've done about 90 lemons. You've done four.
I'm busy, okay? My fingers are being used at the radio desk.
I did spill a little bit, but that's all right.
Can you now please add, let's go by
the recipe and not go by whatever you feel.
2 to 3 cups of cold water, but I think we make that 2 to 3 cups of soda water.
We're doing soda water?
Yeah.
This is thanks to Poe from MasterChef.
This is thanks to Poe, because, I mean, everything's better when it's fizzier, am I right? Oh, don't spill it.
This measuring cup does not pour well.
You're not well.
It's got one job and it does it horribly.
Phoebe, can you see what's happening right now? What are your thoughts on the assembly method?
Look.
Be nice, Phoebe.
It's Taz and he's not doing the greatest
job.
I feel like Ellie could do this really well.
I'm going to spit in yours.
This recipe says just normal cold water. Mm, yeah. Fizz is where it's at. Mm-hmm. Can you now please just add a touch of food colouring in to make it pink lemonade? This isn't on the recipe. This is just Poe's addition. And then I think we've got our batch ready to go, Tazzy.
All right. I'm going to mix it.
Here
we go. Oh, the pink has come out incredibly. Poe, she's done it again.
Taz, that's too pink.
It's too pink. I put like a little...
That looks like red cordial.
That's fine.
Okay, all right, okay, that's fine.
It's fine. All right, 4 glasses. Here we go.
Okay.
Pitched fine.
If you're just tuning in, we are doing the first taste test of our lemonade stand that's happening tomorrow afternoon, Alex Surf Club, from 3 till 6. We've got to beat the breakfast show. The Big Breakfast are doing coffees in the morning, but we thought let's squeeze some lemons to make it happen.
Go for it, ladies.
All right, here we go. They've got their glasses. Oh, this is the biggest moment of my life.
Are we all sipping at once?
Yeah, you can all sip at once. 3, 2, 1, sip. Oh, Tazzy's sipping too. What's wrong?
A little lemony.
It's very lemony. It's so lemony.
Nushka likes it. Yeah.
Hang on. Okay, so it's very lemony. Does it need to be less lemony, more lemony, Nushka? Oh, she's having a second
sip. Maybe it needs
to
be more sugary.
I like
sweet lemonade.
Do we need to add a teaspoon of sugar?
Maybe like an extra cup.
Okay. Are you saying that the thing that let us down is Ellie's sugar syrup that she spent hours on yesterday?
It definitely needs to be sugar.
What about the pink levels? Are we all happy with the level of pink?
It looks amazing.
I will drink it because it's just nice on the throat.
Okay.
Look, 10 out of 10. Taste? Okay. 5.
Oh, all right, Tazzy, back to the drawing board.
I don't agree on that one.
Yeah, Nushka.
I think it's a 10 out of 10.
Ooh. Yay, Nushka. We'll end on that.
Nushka is also the nicest person in the world.
Because I think it has potential.
All right, Tazzy, I think we've got some tweaks to make.
So less lemony, more sugary. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just go and buy creaming soda or something.
Maybe we just go buy lemonade, to be honest. Bit of Kirk's. I wouldn't go straight.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, we've got a bit of a superstar joining us right now from the Big Breakfast. Foz, good afternoon, mate.
How are you guys? Good to speak to you, as always.
Crossing live, reporting from the ground. That was so serious, Foz. You sound like a proper reporter.
Sorry, I'll just park my kid. This is Parenting 101. I've just parked my kid in front of the TV with the Wiggles purely to come and speak to you two.
Oh, that is commitment.
What are they singing at the moment, Fozzie?
Hot potato.
Yeah. Always a banger.
Cold,
they should probably
spaghetti.
Get some
cold
new gear,
spaghetti.
Though, to be honest. They've been rolling that one out for years.
No. Can't beat perfection. Hey, Foz, we want to chat about what you got up to this afternoon. Can you fill us in, mate?
I can. I took the car down to Sunny Coast Stadium there where the Falcons play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the CEO there, Flano, great guy, and even better hair, by the way. He has unbelievable hair, Flano,
it's very
by the way.
Thick, isn't it?
You could take it off, farm it, and give it to more people walking around the sunny coast. Unbelievable.
Maybe that could be the next thing for Inclusive Kids.
Yeah. we could auction it off, his head of hair. So what I did is he's offered to donate $50 for every punt I get over the crossbar. Now, picture this. My knee is made of carbon fibre from AFL. Like, it's no good. Mm-hmm. And I've never kicked a punt in my life. So I did go down there today.
Yeah.
I had a fair crack, and I'll let you know how I go tomorrow.
Well, it's the wrong code for you, Fozzie.
Yeah, you're from the good side, the AFL side. You shouldn't be kicking NRL balls.
I am. I did actually ask Flano afterwards. I said, do you reckon I'll get a gig down the Falcons? He said, probably not. And I don't really want to be running into those guys either, to be honest.
How long did you get to kick the balls, Fozzie?
I got 10 minutes.
Okay.
So it's, you'll see how I think we're going to pop something up on socials. Okay. So,
all right. We will say no more then.
I'm going to say $50.
I did okay, put it that way. Not great, but okay.
All right, Fozzie.
At the end of the day, it's for Inclusive Kids. You guys are doing a wonderful job down there with your lemonade stand. So get down and support you guys tomorrow, Arvo. I'll be down there. Sell those lemonades, guys.
Well, speaking of which, we're going head-to-head with you two in a competition tomorrow. You're going to be selling coffees tomorrow morning. We're selling lemonade in the afternoon. How's the coffee stand coming along?
The coffee stand is going okay, I believe. Have we bet the rules, Ali, by doing coffee? I'm not too sure.
Yes. The initial challenge was that we both do lemonade stands. You guys have said, nah, that's too much work. We're going to just make coffees instead.
My issue is I think lemonades are weighted towards an afternoon snack or drink, whereas no one is buying lemonade at 5 in the morning.
What we're getting, though, because they're only doing $1 for every coffee, whereas 100% of our proceeds in the afternoon, Sunny Coast, if you want the superior drink, it's going to be the lemonade in the arvo.
You've got a slight advantage with a $2.50 option, so there you go.
Well,
we have to sell three times as many coffees.
Absolutely. Take your pick, Sunny Coast, or come to them both. You guys going to be at Orenda in Caloundra tomorrow morning, Fozzie. We're going to be at the Alex Surf Club with our lemonade stands in the afternoon, and hopefully we can raise as much money as we can for Inclusive Kids.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.